Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumo passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
18 minutes past 8 on SEN SA Breakfast. We are in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Mark Bickley just had a look on the Premier of South Australia, Peter Malinauskas's X account, and he said that there's going to be a 38-story high-rise tower to be built in Festival Plaza.
Yeah,
which is very exciting.
Just behind the Parliament House, so next to the one that's there, so it's 10 stories higher.
Draw a further 9,500 workers to the Riverbank precinct, $1.3 billion in economic activity. So that's good.
Yeah, it's on the front page of the paper, called the Power Tower. The city skyline will be transformed with a 38-story tower. There you go.
The Power Tower. Mm. There you go. He's throwing that in there because he's a big Port Adelaide man. Okay, nice work, Premier. If you are moving house, use a team that's easy and affordable. Budget car and truck rental, $13,27.27. In America, Bix, the NBA is wrapping up their regular season. They're moving into playoffs very soon. But because they have this kind of transition of the seasons and they are moving into their spring and summer, baseball's starting, which is good. There's a lot of baseball fans out there. Mm-hmm. You know, our Adelaide team, back-to-back Claxton Shield winners.
Love it.
Let's talk about what happened over in the States, because the Mets had opening day. And what they like to do is honour the veteran of the day. So it's like opening round, opening day for the baseball. And similarly to Port Adelaide, they have the ceremonial first goal of the game. Well, for the veteran of the day for 2024 for the Mets, his name was the interesting thing that stood out for me. No disrespect, but here's his name.
And here he is, our veteran of the game, Seymour Wiener.
Seymour Wiener.
Well, that's what I'll play it again. I think it's that.
And here he is, our veteran of the game, Seymour Wiener.
So there you go. That's interesting. Wonder, he would have copped a bit of flack over the journey, wouldn't he?
People thought it was like a Simpsons kind of stitch up there. But this has gone viral on social media.
You picked up on it.
I did.
That's the good stuff. Have you got enough time to play a little bit of...
Yeah, you got a little bit of time.
Let's have a look at Dante Exum doing some of his best work.
Let's go. Oh, short! Rebound! Get Washington! Exum! Pull up pressuring! A three will tie it! And hand off to Luka!
It was a game-tying shot against the Houston Rockets, and this was a guy who was in kind of NBA limbo his career after being drafted by the Jazz. He had some horrific injuries, went over and played in Barcelona, and now back in full contention to play for the Boomers in Paris this year,
awesome,
which is wonderful.
What are the commentary, though? Don't you love it?
They love that stuff. They love that stuff. Josh Giddey's been amazing, as well as the Oklahoma City Thunder are heading towards the playoffs for the Western Conference. It is 22 minutes past 8 on SEN.